Hello, welcome to the Monday, February 29th, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Just a reminder, I'll be at RSA this coming week in San Francisco, and I'll be speaking March 1st on Tuesday at 1:10 p.m. That'll be the panel that's always quite popular. We do it every year there with Ed Skotis, Alan Parr, and Mike Asante. So if you're interested, stop by 1:10 p.m. on Tuesday. As usual, I'll have some Internet Storm Center stickers or such with me, so just stop by and say hi. About 1 or 2 weeks ago, a lot of news outlets covered that a hospital in Los Angeles fell to ransomware and had to pay $17,000 in ransom in order to get its medical files decrypted. Apparently, this hospital wasn't alone. There are now reports from Germany, from two other hospitals that got hit by ransomware. Now, in at least one of these cases, they quickly shut down all systems in order to prevent too widespread damage, but this left the hospital offline and operating with paper records until now, and they're still not full online. Kind of funny part is, the first time I ever heard about ransomware was probably about 5 years or so ago from small doctor's offices. So not hospitals, but doctor's offices who had their files encrypted. Usually at that time, not by ransomware the way we know it now, but more in manual attacks when an attacker actually took over a desktop and then encrypted files. Of course, with the heavy reliance on automated and computerized records, this is a major hit for these hospitals. And like in the case in LA, they usually find it necessary to pay for the ransom. And with that as a quick reminder, offline backups, that's really your best defense against ransomware. Don't count on anti-malware catching it. Don't count on users not clicking on these attachments. And on Tuesday, we also expect this OpenSSL update, but it looks like at least one of the vulnerabilities, a vulnerability in BIO printf, has already been leaked with quite a bit of detail. That's based on a commit to the OpenSSL Git repository, but also a blog post that in detail explains what's the problem here. Now, BIO printf is a function that was sort of invented to add an abstraction layer, in particular for older operating systems. It is, however, also used not just within OpenSSL, but also, for example, as the blog post points out, by PHP in some of its OpenSSL functions and also in Apache. Now, this could theoretically lead to arbitrary code execution, if I read this correct. At the very least, there is a denial of service vulnerability here. It appears to only affect 64-bit platforms, but that's at this point in time probably pretty much anything that's using OpenSSL. This vulnerability has been assigned CVE 2016-0799. Again, exploitation does not appear to be imminent or trivial, so I would hold off till Tuesday for the OpenSSL update to arrive. No need to panic right now. And if you wonder how your users keep getting infected with various ransomware or other malware, well, the Angular Exploit Kit is certainly one conduit here that's very popular, and it just doesn't go away. According to Spider Labs, they found it on extendoffice.com. Now, the tricky part here is that extendoffice.com does distribute things like Office extensions, like for Microsoft Office, and as a result, probably people are more likely to, for example, enable things like macros, or so if they download something from this site. And apparently that's the second time within a week that extendoffice.com has been hit in order to spread the Angular exploit kit. And Sophos took a closer look at the Google Play Store and found that the bouncer filter, that's the automated filter, which also more recently got backed up by a human component, routinely misses certain malware, in particular porn clickers. And now they found about 340 different pieces of malware on the Google Play Store. Now, this is the official store. Each one of them downloaded on average 3,600 times. So not huge numbers here given the overall size of the store, but certainly something to be a little bit concerned about. Apparently, according to Sophos, and I think that sort of shows the real weakness here, that these pieces of malware are not independent from each other. It appears to be one campaign. They just keep repackaging more or less the same code, and they keep getting lucky, I guess, and evading the Google Play Store filter. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.